This is Press Conference Extra. I am Andy Heaton, and for the latest show, I am joined by Neil Jones and Neil Atkinson. After Jurgen Klopp's pre-Nottingham Forest press conference, we look ahead to the 3 o'clock kickoff tomorrow, which isn't on TV.
No. Old school?
Old school.
I have to watch it on CFAX.
CFAX, yeah.
Just wait for the page to refresh and see if Liverpool have got a goal.
What do you remember what page number it was?
303, I would say, would be my guess. I know 302 was definitely the footy, so I reckon it'd be the first one.
Correct.
In the Premier League. 303.
Correct,
yeah.
So he's given us a press conference earlier today, and yet again dominated by who is available and who isn't. Some good news.
Yeah, lots.
Some not too good news, even though it took a while for him to actually address the big Mo Salah question, but we'll get on there. So yeah, it seemed fairly upbeat for me from bits I've seen from it. Supposedly back in training.
Yeah.
Nunes back in training.
Endo's
looking good. And Robertson, so yeah, slowly getting there.
Yeah, finally some positive news. I mean, they haven't trained yet. They were just, I think when I was doing my YouTube video in the car park, I think they were just starting the session, so I didn't hear any ambulance sirens after that, so let's say it was a good news day, Friday. But that is big, you know. As much as we've all, and myself in particular, enjoyed the sight of Jadon Dans and Lewis Kumas and James McConnell, Bobby Clark, Traoré, there comes a point where you're going to have some senior players in your squad to turn to, on, you know, especially in the Premier League and in games of such importance. And this is, Neil's been saying it, months, but this is the biggest game of the season. This is the biggest game of the season by a distance. And then obviously the biggest game of the season will be played the following weekend. So having players back on the bench, I would imagine, it's hard to imagine Nunes and Szoboszlai starting the game, but it's certainly not hard to imagine them being on the bench. Probably the same goes for Endo and Robertson. You don't necessarily need to start Robertson, which is a positive. You don't necessarily need to start Endo, although he has been in brilliant form. So having those players back, and I know you said it wasn't a great update on Salah. I don't think it was a bad update. You know, he's potentially back for the City game, isn't he? That was the sort of the update that Jurgen gave. He should be back in training next week. They've got that trip to Prague, which you'd think he could do without anyway, unless they think he needs 15 minutes just to ease himself back in. So I think all in all, as bad as good as you could have hoped.